Ireland, trans athlete who competed against girls wins sports award. By Paul Bois on November 13, 2023. A transgender athlete in Ireland who made a name for himself playing Gaelic football against young women and teen girls recently received the 2023 Gaelas LGBTQ+ Sports Award presented in Dublin. Julia Valentino, formerly Marco Valentino and 39 years old, was praised as a trailblazer by Gay Community News in an article announcing that he was a recipient of the 2023 Gaelas LGBTQ+ Sports Award, which was presented to him in Dublin on October 7, reported Redux. The Gay Community News, GCN, hailed Valentino for his bravery and grace by continuously standing up for trans women in sport amid considerable transphobic hate and lies. Julia was initially excluded from Irish rugby due to a transphobic IRFU ban. But his outstanding advocacy and work with Tenney moved the LGFA to create a trans-inclusive policy so that trans women can fully and safely participate in GAA, Na Gael Éireachta, and rugby, Emerald Warriors, it wrote. Upon receiving his award, Julia shared, "He is a proud member of Emerald Warriors. That he was honored to be recognized, and thanked everyone for supporting him through a tough but incredible year," it added. As noted by Redux, Valentino rose to prominence by playing against young women and teenage girls in the Ladies Gaelic Football Junior J Shield tournament last summer. Photos from the tournament game began to circulate on social media after sports writer Ewan McKenna called attention to the results, prompting outcry, it wrote. One widely shared photo shows Valentino, then 37 years old, on the field next to a much younger female opponent who appeared to be in her teens. The girl in the photo was later confirmed to be a minor in her teens. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.